patient's last name is Thomas. I'm sorry, last name is Harper, H-A-R-P-E-R. First name is Thomas. Date of visit is March 20th of 2024. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury for stuff. It was in August of 2004. My patient was in Iraq for stuff. Patient tells me that he was in a building and it got blew up by 10,000 pounds of explosives. First up, a patient tells me that the ceiling collapsed. A patient tells me, and then it's followed by many mortar attacks. A patient becomes confused and disoriented. A patient becomes dazed. He has headaches immediately. The second episode was a few months after time in Iraq. A patient was in an armored vehicle. A patient was under IED explosion attacks. A patient tells me that there was an explosion. He hit his head. A patient had immediate loss of consciousness for about 1 minute. When he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. A patient had significant headache, dizziness, and tinnitus. Next paragraph. Since the event, a patient has significant symptoms, including chronic migraine headaches, tinnitus, dizziness, fatigue, balance issues, irritability, concentration difficulty, memory loss, vision issues, social interaction issues, and understanding issue. A patient also diagnosed with PTSD. Next paragraph. A patient has been taking sumatriptan for migraine headaches as needed. Next paragraph. A patient is currently retired. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. A patient in Iraq, was in an armored vehicle, that was involved in explosion by IED explosion. A patient tells me that he hit the head and loss of consciousness immediately. A patient was confused, disoriented, and a severe headache. A patient also was involved. A patient was also involved in another explosion, within the building, which the ceiling collapsed from explosion. There were mortar attacks as well. A patient has severe confusion, disorientation, and severe headaches after that. It is my opinion that the head injury followed by a loss of consciousness, confusion, disorientation, and headaches are common, suggesting a traumatic brain injury. This marks the infection. Next patient, last name is B-E-N-T. First name is Edward, E-D-W-R-A, I'm sorry, E-D-W-A-R-D. Date of visit is March 20th, 2024. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in 1972. A patient was in Camp Buckner in West Point. There was a weapon bomb explosives. There were repetitive explosives. Patient to have amnesia after that. Patient has severe headache, confusion, disorientation. Followed by severe headaches. In 1974, there was a parachute accident in Fort Benning, Georgia. Patient tells me that he landed the wrong. He landed in the wrong direction. He pulled the riser, and he landed it in the wrong direction and hit his head. There's an immediate loss of consciousness. Woke up with confusion, disorientation, and lightheadedness. Next paragraph. A patient also was in. It was in 1976. A common patient was a boxer for the army. A patient had repetitive head trauma to the head. Patient had repetitive headaches. Dizziness, disorientation every time got hit in the head. A patient also had a loss of consciousness. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Patient currently has significant brain fog symptoms. Memory loss. Weighing the years. Neck injury, tiredness, fatigue, chronic headaches, hallucination, cognitive deficits, forgetfulness, irritability, and gait problems. Next paragraph. Patient currently retired. Next paragraph. This marks the end of the patient.